Hello, faithful podcast listeners. I'm Jen Gluckow of Sales in a New York Minute.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, the king of sales.
We are hard at work this week getting the Sell or Die podcast ready to broadcast live next Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And when I say live, I mean live on Facebook. You can watch it on my Facebook, facebook.com/Jen in a New York Minute.
Or on my Facebook, facebook.com/Jeffrey Gittimer.
Don't worry, you'll still be able to listen to the podcast version of our show every week, but we encourage you to join us live Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time so that you can ask us questions, comment, and become a part of our show.
Become part of our show because salespeople are family. Well, except for your competition, of course. And you don't care if those people drop dead.
Next week's live premiere will be all about the most talked about topic in sales right now, sales ethics. To hold you over until next week, we have a great lesson on ethics from Jeffrey.
Enjoy it. Listen to it twice or even three times. Then subscribe to us on Facebook and come back here for the most revolutionary sales podcast on the planet.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you, and you'll see us next week.
Normally, I'm standing and I'm talking to you about sales or some kind of sales strategy or tactic, or I'm talking about personal development or something about your attitude, but this particular piece goes way beyond what I would normally talk about. It's about ethics. Sales ethics. And at this moment in our society, we're experiencing an unprecedented amount of unethical selling, especially in an industry, banking, that should be the most pristine of businesses because we need to trust them with our money. And I'm sure you've all seen all the Wells Fargo stuff and all the people that are, you know, have done the wrong thing. I think it's the tip of the iceberg. I think more things are going to happen. I think that every bank right now should institute and implement a sales ethics program. And I think that they need to look at themselves retrospectively and instead of saying, oh, we're okay, I think they need to actually do something about it. But in my spirit and in my time, I'd like to look at it a different way. I don't want to preach ethics. I want to ask a question. And the question is, what would your mother say about your sales practices? Because you see, the newspaper headlines said, inquiry sought into sales practices. Uh-oh, it sounds pretty guilty. But as is usually the case, the headline is worse than the story, hopefully. This time, the story actually may be worse than the headline. But it turns out that that particular headline stemmed from the problem that the fact that there were high cash incentives were offered for referrals that led to sales. Well, let's call out the sales police on that one. What kind of punishment should they get? Like the sales chair or something? But sales incentives have been around ever since Eve offered an apple with the purchase of some fig leaves. There is a multi-billion dollar industry built around offering incentives for sales and referrals. Companies like yours are going to spend money to get customers. They either spend it on advertising or some kind of promotion. That's ethical. Sales incentives are not the problem. They're just the symptom. The problem is a real or perceived lack of personal or corporate ethics. Ethics? Hey, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. My competition plays dirty all the time. They steal my customers. They steal our employees. Wake up and smell the banknotes. Actually, wake up and smell the silver certificates. The competition can't steal a customer or an employee unless there's something wrong or lacking at the upper level of management. Instead of blaming other people, why not take a closer look at yourself?
I created this very short,
five-part pre-sale if-then challenge. If you believe you're the best, if you believe your company is the best, if you believe your product or your product practices are the best, if you believe your service is the best, if you'd feel secure asking your grandmother to invest or buy, then you can recommend anyone to purchase or refer. If you failed to answer yes to any one of the above five questions, yes to above the minimum standards, then you must make a plan to be the best, the most ethical, or get to a new place of business and build your career someplace else. Second, I have another five-question acid test during the presentation or as you're preparing or as you're talking to the customer. Number one, is this the best long-term interest? Is this in the best long-term interest of my customer? Number two, is this in the best long-term interest of my company? Number three, is this in the best long-term interest of my career? Number four, if I were the prospect, would I buy? And number five, the crucial question, is this something that would make my mother proud? Now think about that, because if Wells Fargo would have done that, none of this would have happened. None of these things would have been anywhere near the Congress of the United States. These five questions are at the heart of ethics in the selling process. They must be asked every single time a sale is being proposed. And third, there's an easy way to measure the results of your ethics. The first is, can you sell that customer again? The second is, has the customer referred you to another customer without being asked to do so? Get proof of your ethics. Get better or get out. The 21st century customer is smarter, more demanding, web savvy, in a hurry, a bit rude when things go wrong, looking for a deal, and expecting everything in an instant. What does that customer really want? Well, I've asked thousands over the years, and here's the list of 12.5 that you can put into action tomorrow, ethically, and start to breed customer loyalty and earn referrals. They're simple. The customer wants the truth. The customer wants speed. Get back to me fast. Be here fast. Fix it fast. Deliver it fast. Number three, deal with the whole problem. Help to fix the whole thing, not just the things that pertain to you. Go beyond the call of fixing. Number four, listen to me with the intent to understand, not just with the intent to respond. Number five, tell me everything's going to be okay. Reassure me. Number six, no surprises. Tell me the bad news in advance and let me plan or alter my plans. Number seven, no excuses. Don't be defensive. Just do what you promised. Number eight, friendly dealings and never argue. All things being equal, people want to do business with their friends. All things being not quite so equal, people still want to do business with their friends. Number nine, not to be told no or quoted from some policy book. Number 10, make me laugh or at least smile. Number 11, make me feel special. Number 12, show me that you care. And number 12.5, surprise me in a pleasant way. Let me take a moment and give you a few philosophies and tactics that raise an ethical red flag and how to keep that flag at either half staff or not even on the flagpole. The first one is probably the biggest piece of unethical verbiage that you can use, and that is downing the competition. Just don't do it ever. It's not just a no-win situation. It's an absolutely lose situation. My mother always told me that if you have nothing nice to say about somebody, you say nothing. I'll bet yours did too. If you down the competition to a prospect, you may not have your facts straight. It makes you look bad, or worse, it makes the prospect doubt you. Just call them my worthy competition. The second one is pushing too hard to get the sale today. Trying to force the sale looks like you don't want the prospect to see other options. There's a fine line between getting the prospect to avoid the competition and using high-pressure tactics. Your objective is to create an atmosphere where the customer is willing to buy, not feel like they're being sold. The third is an obvious lack of sincerity. An insincere salesperson is kind of like a skunk in your living room. Both are obvious, both smell. And the fourth, is preaching ethics. Don't ever say how ethical you are. Let your ethics shine through. Jails are full of televangelists and business people who preached ethics. If you feel you have to prove yourself, use an example of how you performed or responded. Use a testimonial and let other people talk for you. Tell the prospect you want a long-term relationship, not just a one-shot piece of business. Don't ever say the word ethics, because when I hear the word E word from somebody in selling, I avoid that person at all costs. My experience has shown me that if you have to say what you are, you probably aren't. Now think about that for just a moment. I'm honest. I'm ethical. Even I'm the decision maker, or I'm the boss, or I'm in charge, usually indicates just the opposite, doesn't it? The challenge for you as a salesperson, as a boss, as a company, is to rededicate yourself to helping or to satisfying the needs of the customer or prospect every time you sell or serve. Your words and actions and your deeds must be in harmony with the prospect's thoughts and perceptions in order to establish a comfort level that motivates that prospect to buy from you and stay loyal to you. How do you achieve it? First thing you do is you believe in it. You believe in it with your heart, not your head. And then you practice it. And then you have to show your belief with deeds and ethical actions, and you have to do that every single day. Ethics is something that is practiced, not preached. Ethics is something that you have in your soul because it's the way you live your life, not just in your sales job or your corporate job. It's with your daily life, with your family, with your friends. I'm challenging you that the core of your existence for success has at its base ethics. Practice them, live them, and make them conveyed to somebody else without ever having to say a word.